When it comes to reggae, the one name that rises above all, of course, is Bob Marley. But this month and next, another iconic Jamaican artist is getting some spotlight, singer and producer Lee Scratch Perry. Mr. Perry just turned 75 and is releasing a new album. He's the focus of a new documentary, Boz Dreisinger reports.
Who is Lee Scratch Perry? Simple answer is, he's the eccentric Jamaican singer, songwriter, and producer behind dozens of classic reggae and dub songs by Gregory Isaacs, The Clash, and Bob Marley.
He's been at the forefront of every genre of Jamaican music throughout the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He's kind of one of those unsung heroes of the music business.
That's Ethan Higby, who with Adam Balalo directed the new documentary about Scratch called The Upsetter. Perry produced some 20 songs a week for hundreds of artists at his famous studio in Jamaica, The Black Ark. His process has inspired many producers, including Bill Laswell.
He made interesting sounding recordings that had dimension and they had very full frequency range. And he did that with very little equipment. Very primitive and probably not well-kept gear. And that was the case in Jamaica a lot. But he's the one that stands out.
Police and thieves in the street. Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition.
The use of sound effects and early sampling of nature sounds, animal sounds. It's got to be influential on anybody who's trying to do something different.
I rise again.
Laswell, who's worked with artists ranging from TV on the Radio to Shabba Ranks, produced Perry's new album, Rise Again.
I rise again. Rise again. I rise again. I rise again.
Perry is just as famous for his over-the-top persona as his music. We're talking about a man who dons a Native American headdress in interviews, wallpapers his studio in graffiti, and in the film claimed to hear sounds in nature, in stone, rain, thunder, wind, that led him to music.
On the end of the rain, I hear when the cymbal hit, and I hear the rain, and I hear when the stone clash, and I hear the thunder roll, and I hear the lightning flash. That's why I come to get involved in the music business. I learn everything from stone.
The film takes a stab at peeling back the mythical persona. Scratch was born Rainford Hugh Perry in rural Jamaica, and this had a lot to do with the way he saw the world, says David Katz, author of a definitive biography of Perry.
He grew up in a remote village where there were certain cultural practices that survived the Middle Passage from Africa. So his mother is what was known as an Etu queen. Now, Etu is a form of Yoruba spiritual practice that involves communication with ancestral spirits who have already departed.
Those spirit voices told Perry to go to Kingston, where he became a handyman and janitor at music studios. He worked his way up to writing songs, launching his own label, and in 1968, releasing his first single. The song was one of the first to use a sample, That Baby Crying, and it's also one of the earliest reggae songs. Perry took that music to new heights when he worked with Bob Marley and the Wailers in 1970.
Yes, me friend, them set me free again. Yes, me friend, me deep on the street again.
At the Black Ark, Perry went on to pioneer dub music, using the mixing desk as an instrument to recreate new versions of songs. Listen, for example, to Max Romeo's 1976 tune, I Chase the Devil, which Perry produced.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth.
Now listen to Perry's dub remix of it, Disco Devil.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
was a disco rebel.
Disco devil.
Level the disco devil. Dressed as a disco rebel. She bumped, she bumped, she knocked up on the sky.
The late 1970s was a chaotic time in Jamaica. And here's where the film and Perry's life get murky. Political violence exploded. At the Black Ark, Perry was being extorted by gang members, his wife left him, and hordes of Rastafarians were camping out on the grounds. The film panders to stereotypes about primitive, ganja-smoking Rastas, and it seems Perry had a breakdown. David Katz, who was initially involved with the film but dropped out, describes it this way.
He threw everybody out of his studio, he trashed all the equipment, and threw a lot of it into the septic tank. But when people spoke to him and said, hey, Scratch, what's going on? You know, have you gone mad? Are you taking leave of your senses? He would tell them, no, I'm just pretending to be mad.
It's a claim often made by Perry and those around him, including Bill Laswell.
Probably he manufactures that just to keep people from messing with him. In Jamaican, there was a saying, I don't remember exactly, but he plays fool to catch wise. And that's pretty much what I think the deal is.
Perry even says he recorded the song I Am a Madman as a tongue-in-cheek affirmation of the rumors about him.
My face is a mirror. I hear he's a lightning. Yeah, I hear everything. I see everything with my mystic eye. The mystic sky. I am a madman. I'm too cool, all the bad man. I am a madman.
Biographer David Katz says it's more complicated than that.
If you see Leah Scratch Perry today at home, what he will do is constantly go to every available surface and paint on it and then draw over that and then glue something on top of that. So he's just continually creating something. It's like a never-ending artwork that changes from minute to minute. And that is not an act. It's like he can't stop creating.
So the film doesn't answer the big identity questions, but it does deliver a happy ending. In his late 60s, Perry married a Swiss woman, moved to a village in Switzerland, quit ganja, and turned vegetarian. At the age of 70, he went on a world tour, free from drugs and alcohol.
Make music without alcohol. Make music without cigarettes. Make music without rum and make music without wine. Then I am born again.
It's a resurrection that might be Scratch's best production yet. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I rise again.